The following interview was recorded for CFRO The Pulse, Vancouver Co-op Radio's daily news show. The Pulse airs Monday to Friday at 7 a.m. on 100.5 FM and streaming live at coopradio.org. On today's show, Gunarji O'Sullivan talks with John Sue, co-founder and executive director at Indigenous Innovations. They talk about First Nations health benefits and the need to positively impact First Nations healthcare.
Sitting here at Indigenous Innovations, which is located downtown Eastside, I'm talking with John Sue. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. So are you the executive director of Indigenous Innovations?
Yeah, I'm one of the co-founders here for Indigenous Innovations.
Yeah? And so what kind of services do you provide here for the people of the downtown Eastside?
Yeah, so what we do in the downtown Eastside is we specialize in helping First Nations with healthcare, mm-hmm. and we basically help them navigate the healthcare system. So stuff like with feet, teeth, eyes, and medicine, finding doctors, finding dentists, just basically anything in healthcare related to feet, teeth, eyes, and medicine.
So when you're talking about feet, let's break it down.
So for example, for feet, we can help you get custom orthotics made for your foot. So if you do a lot of walking, you work on your feet a lot, or you get sore feet, custom orthotics can help you with that. We can get you compression socks, so if you get like blue veins or swollen ankles, we can help with custom knee braces, custom wrist braces, custom back braces. We can do a lot of things with the feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We actually have a foot doctor come every Thursday to our office to see our clients from 1 to 6.
Well, it's interesting that you should tie the feet in with the back.
Yeah, it's because our foot doctor actually can do a scan for the back, the wrist brace, knee braces, ankle braces.
Yeah.
Just because with technology these days, mm-hmm. it's amazing what you can do with just computer.
And everything's connected. If your feet are sore, your back is going to get sore too as well. You end up with other ailments, right?
Yeah, 100%. A lot of clients come in and they say, my feet are fine, but my knees and back mm-hmm. Hurt. And I said, sometimes it's connected to your feet because the feet, everything rests on your feet, right?
Yeah.
And then I had some clients that used to have hip pains and knee pains.
Yeah.
One client's mom came back and she just popped her head in the window. Yeah. She said, oh, by the way, thanks for helping out my grandson, but his hip and his knee problems went away from the orthotics we helped him with.
Great.
And he didn't have sore feet. He works in a junkyard, mm-hmm. and he had these other problems that just went away.
Yeah, and a lot of the people in the downtown Eastside, especially those that use drugs, sometimes they end up with leg sores all over their legs, or sometimes it gets inflamed. Do you help them out with that? And if so, how?
Yeah, we used to have a foot care nurse come here for private appointments, and we paid for that for ourselves because status doesn't cover foot care nurse. Oh. But actually, Downtown Health Clinic has been doing foot care every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But the only catch is you have to live in the area. If you don't live within the area, they can't help you out.
And so this is where you also come in. You provide people with referrals. I just heard you speaking to a gentleman and giving him a referral on where to go for care.
Yeah, exactly. He was just a new client referred by his parole officer, and you know, he just got out of jail, doesn't know what and who to work with. And we do work with a few parole officers that they just say, come to these guys, Indigenous Innovations, to help you with your health care. And basically what we do is we give them all the information that they need. So a lot of the work that we do can be done over the telephone.
Yeah.
The only thing that can't be done over the telephone is getting your feet scanned for your custom orthotics. That has to be done either at our office or at our foot doctor's office in Kitsilano.
Yeah, and or the foot bath too. Right?
Yeah, yeah, and the knee brace and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But otherwise, everything else is just information.
So how do people respond to the idea of and the availability of foot baths? Do they like it?
It's a little weird at first, you know, for them, but they kind of see that, you know, it's just part of the process, right? And it's the whole thing about trusting who you're working with.
Yeah.
If you know that these people are here to help you, whatever they ask you to do, just do it because they're here to help you.
Yeah. And okay, what about eye care?
Yeah, so for eye care, we work with an optometrist just in Tinseltown Mall. We refer all of our clients there.
Mm-hmm.
A good thing with community eye care is that they have an eye doctor and they sell glasses in the same place. There's a lot of places out there that don't have an in-house eye doctor, so you have to go to two different places.
Yeah.
Where we know somebody who's got both in one place, go to one spot, get it all done, and it's easy. One appointment, right?
Yeah. And teeth?
So for teeth, we work with Vancouver Dental Clinic, Vancouver Aboriginal Dental Clinic on Hastings.
Yeah.
And they take care of all of our First Nation clients. They've been great. I know the people there personally. And it's one of those things, their system of how they work with clients is very indigenous friendly. So if you miss appointments and stuff, they understand.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, teeth are very important. If you don't have your teeth, then you can't eat properly, then your health will decline.
Yeah. A rotten tooth is like poison in the blood. A lot of people don't know that. They get swollen faces from rotten tooth. Mm-hmm. We help a lot of elders with dentures. A thing we're doing, I believe, at the end of next September is we got our First Nations Smile program. And basically, it's our First Nation clients and our denturist partner. We are giving one full set of dentures to somebody who is non-status or part of the Downtown Eastside community.
Really?
So that's from First Nations giving back to the Downtown Eastside community. There's a lot of things that us as an organization with our First Nation clients are doing for the Downtown Eastside that maybe nobody has done. Mm-hmm. And that's just something that we believe that, you know, First Nations want to do to support the community. Because a lot of people here, they don't even have people that they can trust. So we want to do something different, do something new, to say this is a First Nations effort to change the lives of people who live in the Downtown Eastside community.
And I like that all of the places that you're referring your clients to is accessible, right? They're available and they're open to working with First Nations clients.
And they're non-judgmental, and the people that we refer personally will never screw you over or tell you to F off, and they won't help you.
Yeah.
Because we are the ones who always make sure that our clients don't get screwed over. That's the number one important thing, is the people that work with us are committed to improving how First Nations experience and are treated in the medical system.
And it sounds like you're making it about like making the lives of the people in the Downtown Eastside more like easier for them, right?
Yeah, just more
they give up
easy and enjoyable.
They try something and then they get a bad response from a medical worker. They're like, oh, forget it, I'm not doing this.
Yeah,
it's that easy for them to give up. So it's great that you're encouraging them to take care of themselves. Because self-care in the Downtown Eastside is almost non-existent.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just one of those things. We understand prior history, the trauma that they've come from, the distrust in the medical system. And we don't expect any of our clients to believe us. All I say is, trust us and let us show you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because the thing is, how many times have people been lied to? How many times have they been let down?
Yeah.
Right? Well, you meet an organization who actually does what they say and they do it quickly and they make it easy.
Yeah.
Then it opens the possibility of, hey, these guys might be different. Right? So that's why we don't expect people to trust us. We're like, hey, trust us. It'd be great if you do. If we don't, give us the opportunity to show you.
So how can people become partners with you at Indigenous Innovations? Because it sounds like you're building a lot of alliances with other people.
Yeah, so the number one thing that we're looking for in our medical partners is a commitment to make a difference in the First Nations community. To have that extra effort of compassion, extra layer of compassion for our clients who have different social circumstances, and commit and make a promise to serve them with that compassion. Not just think about making money off them, which a lot of businesses around here only do, right? I see a lot of people who say they want to help First Nations, but more of what I see is that they help themselves to First Nations. But are they really helping them? In my opinion, no. Because if you just do your basic service of selling them stuff, that's just doing the basic service. You aren't really helping them, right? But if you do that extra step or do something different than everyone else does, then that to me says you're doing something different. You are committed to helping the First Nation clients.
So what if I come here and I don't have a status card or maybe even a medical card? How can you help me out in that regard?
So you actually don't need a status card. You just need to know your status number.
Okay.
If you don't have a status number yet, you can go to Carnegie Outreach to help to have them help you get your status number. Once you have your status number, you can come here. If you don't have your healthcare number, we can make some phone calls to your social worker, to pharmacies, to somewhere to get your healthcare number.
Okay. And so when they come to Indigenous Innovations to sign up to get referrals from you or some form of support, do we need a status card?
No, you do not need your card.
Just the number, you say?
Just need to remember the number or know where we can call to help you find it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you provide services and, say, helping to apply for a status application?
Actually, that's something we don't do, but Carnegie Outreach does all of that.
Yeah.
So with ID and stuff, Carnegie Outreach does the status cards, they do the IDs, they do everything.
And you also provide naloxone kits here as well?
Yeah, so that's something, another one of our, probably our greatest achievement and our greatest First Nations achievement for Downtown Eastside. So last year, our First Nations Nasal Narcan program prevented over 4,000 overdose deaths in 2021.
Kits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kits, deaths, because the only time you ever use those kits
yeah.
is when someone's overdosing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't use them to get high. You don't use them for anything else.
Yeah.
There's only one sole reason. Someone's overdosing and they could die.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, our program with our clients, we saved over 4,000 or prevented over 4,000 overdose deaths.
In 1 year.
Yeah, in 1 year. In 2021. Up to date now, August, we prevented around 6,000.
Hmm.
And this is a First Nations effort. And to my knowledge, there is nobody doing what we're doing at the level that we're doing. Because I checked with Trey of OPS.
Yeah.
I asked him for some stats, and I think these are 2016, I can't remember, 2016 or 2018 stats. OPS, which are supervised consumption sites, they have 80 overdoses a month. And if we're doing over 4,000, that's about 400 overdoses per month. So we're preventing five times of what a supervised consumption site is doing on average.
Huh.
So that's just kind of the impact.
Yeah.
Who else is doing it? To my knowledge, only the First Nations are doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. That is really great.
Yeah, it's something our clients are very proud of, something they take a lot of passion in, a lot of pride in, and yeah, nobody, to my knowledge, is doing it.
Well, we've talked about foot care, eye care, teeth care. How about ears?
We don't do anything with hearing aids, but mm-hmm. there's a few clients that we just refer out. Like, it's just a matter of if someone needs a hearing aid, we can just go on to Google and find somebody.
And how about emotional and mental health support?
Yeah, so we have a couple of, well, one friend, friend associate, she's starting to do the mental counseling. Not for us, it's just somebody that we know. So we just refer all of our clients to her. And she specializes in trauma-related counseling.
What's her name?
Loretta something. I can't remember her last name.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Oh, you look for that number or her last name.
It's Loretta Zahar.
Zahar.
And I can give you her phone number.
Yeah.
778-838-9666. And she has extensive experience working with Indigenous-related trauma.
And then you have some other contacts for people, too, that we could share.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty much the one for counseling, because that's her.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And yeah, anyone else, anything medical, give us a call. And we're more happy to help. If we don't know, if we don't provide the service ourselves, we can easily look up or ask one of our colleagues that work in the Downtown East Side if they know someone.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just kind of really brought, something that I believe has been missing in healthcare a long time is... working with us, we treat you like a human being, not like an object. So if you talk to a lot of our clients who have been through the medical system, they feel like they're shuffled around like a number, like they're not even human. They're like, just get in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we do all the things that, that treat you and respect you like a human. We understand that there's going to be tough days. We don't just treat you like a job or treat you like an object. Right, we bring it back to the grassroots of people helping people, and I think that's something that today's current medical system has just lost touch with, right? Because if you look at a lot of the medical systems of how they treat you and how they handle you, their number one concern, in my opinion, is to not get sued by you. So that's why they treat you like an animal. They treat you like a number, an object, because they want to protect themselves from the lawsuit and then take care of your healthcare needs after.
Okay.
Right? So for us, it's just like, hey, we'll treat you like a human being. If problems happen, no worries. Come on back tomorrow. We understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had a client today, wanted to get some healthcare, but he was nodding off, and obviously he was still high.
Yeah.
And I was trying to help him fill out the application. And I just realized, he needs to sleep. I was like, hey, bro, you just want to take a nap? He's like, yeah, thank you. Because he was nodding off. It's like, hey, man, take a nap. So just let him sleep there, came here, did my thing, continued on with work. 40 minutes later, I woke him up, like, hey, how are you feeling? He's like, oh, I feel much better. But he's still nodding off. And I said, hey, you want to come do this another day? He's like, yeah. So he just got up and left.
Uh-huh.
But it's just one of those things, like, if you go into a regular doctor's office, they say, hey, yo, no sleeping, get out.
Yeah, security.
Right? Hey, security, get the hell out of here.
That's right.
For us, it's a human being.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious he hasn't slept for days. Take a nap.
Yeah.
Put a water there. Hey, if you're thirsty, there's a water right there.
And I've noticed some posts on Facebook and social media calling for volunteers.
Yeah. So we're doing a big thing. Is we're trying to create an outreach team wearing our t-shirts, walking the downtown east side every 2 hours. So if you see our t-shirts, it's First Nations Outreach. And if you are First Nations, you can come up and ask one of our volunteers about getting some questions answered about medical stuff. Or just kind of walk up. Because the whole purpose of creating that is so that healthcare is easily accessible. You don't have to come to our office because there's people walking the block. If you have just a quick question and you don't have a telephone or you don't have an email, you can see someone walking. Just walk up and say, ask them the question. Somebody will come back.
So it's a t-shirt that says Indigenous Innovations and it has a bald-headed eagle.
Yeah, and then it'll say Outreach on there.
And it will say Outreach and just talk to one of the workers and you are there. Pronto, Tonto.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. We're there. We're trying to create that. So, you know, anyone who, you know, you don't have to be Indigenous or First Nations. If you want to help the First Nations community, that's what we're about, is we're trying to create that team, that presence, to build and reconnect the trust between us and the community.
Okay.
Because there's great healthcare services. Let us show you what we can do. And we're bringing trust and, in my opinion, doing for First Nations what the government should have done a long time ago.
Well, thank you. I'm speaking with Jim Sue, and we're at Indigenous Innovations. What's the address, and how do we call you on the telephone?
So we're located at 122 East Hastings Street, and my phone number is 778-806-6993. And then, if you just want to just check us out and see what we've done or who we are, you can always go to our Facebook page, Indigenous Innovations YBR, and just check out some of the things that we do. We're a big supporter of Indigenous culture, a big supporter of First Nations community, and a big supporter of giving back to the community in ways that maybe other associations haven't. So we're a different association, we're a First Nations association, and we're looking to make a major difference in the downtown Eastside community in the near future, this year, and many years moving forward.
Well, thank you for all of your work, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Awesome. Thanks so much for popping in.
Gilkasa. Halakasla.
That was John Sue, co-founder and executive director at Indigenous Innovations. They're located at 122 East Hastings at Columbia, and their website is firstnationhealth.wordpress.com. CFRO The Pulse is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.